This is Only a Game. I'm J.A. Adande. After a recent game, Milwaukee Bucks superstar Giannis Antetokounmpo left the locker room and walked the green-tinted hallway at Fiserv Forum. Beside him, walking stride for stride and chatting, was a reporter with a reddish-brown beard named Kane Pittman. The two talk often, both on the record and just for fun. They could have a legitimate debate about whose How I Got to Milwaukee story is crazier. Antetokounmpo's journey is by now well known. He grew up in Athens, Greece, the son of Nigerian immigrants. Now he's the likely MVP of the NBA. And that red-bearded reporter? Dan Simmons brings us his story.
The home team won the first four games of this series. Then Charlotte won in Milwaukee in Game 5, and Milwaukee...
May 20th, 2001. Milwaukee Bucks versus Charlotte Hornets. NBA playoffs second round. You probably remember nothing about that series. But Kane Pittman, he remembers.
That's really when I took note of basketball, and Milwaukee won that game, and Ray Allen played really well.
And Allen comes out of the pack for Milwaukee. Takes it all the way.
Ray Allen, you know, ended up being my favorite basketball player to watch. The crowd was just insane.
The crowd really into it now.
I was like, you know, this team's pretty cool.
Kane was 11 years old. He'd come across the game flipping channels while sitting on his parents' couch in Geelong, Australia. That's the town near Melbourne where Kane grew up. The Bucks play 9,800 miles away. At first, Kane just followed the team by checking out the box scores. Then he started getting online radio feeds of Bucks games. As soon as he could afford it, he bought NBA League Pass to watch the games.
So yeah, I really haven't missed a game, whether it's radio or, you know, watching for a long, long time, like maybe 2005.
For a while, Kane thought about pursuing a career as a writer, but as his high school graduation approached...
I sort of got to the end of high school and I thought to myself that I didn't want to go to school anymore. I just wanted to get to work and earn money and do that sort of stuff. So I sort of pushed that aside.
Just 4 days after finishing high school, Kane started working the graveyard shift at a massive oil refinery. His dad worked there too.
It was hot. It was really, really hot. And in summer in Australia, you know, you could have a 120 degree day or 40 plus degrees Celsius, and you're out there in overalls and hard hat and working with 500 degree products and that sort of stuff. So it was hard work.
When he wasn't working, Kane could often be found playing Australian rules football. His love for footy, as Aussies call it, was pretty typical. His love for the Milwaukee Bucks was not, especially back before the Bucks drafted Australian Andrew Bogut with the number one overall pick in the 2005 draft. The NBA wasn't very popular in Australia, and the Bucks consistently ranked near the bottom of the NBA standings. But no matter, they were Kane's team since he first fell for them in 2001, even though for him, their games tipped off mid-morning. After work, Kane would watch replays of the games, and he'd do his best during the day to avoid finding out the results.
I would go to sort of extreme levels, I guess. I would just like be all right, phones off for the day, because my friends knew that this is what I would do. So they would like text me and say, well, the Bucks played really well today, or something like that. The people, they used to laugh at me for doing that, because they would know if they needed to contact me on the day the Bucks played, like, I'm off the grid. You like, you can't get onto me, so.
In 2015, Kane hit a crossroads. He tore his ACL. He spent his rehab doing what else? Watching the Bucks, who finished with a 500 record and made it to the first round of the playoffs. Kane flew to Milwaukee to watch their playoff series against the Chicago Bulls in person. Milwaukee felt comfortable, a mid-sized city in the shadow of a nearby metropolis, kind of like Geelong.
It felt pretty familiar, obviously a little bit colder, I would say that. It was a little bit colder.
The Bucks lost the series, but the trip got Kane thinking more about bigger questions in his life. The job at the refinery paid the bills but didn't satisfy him. He was in his mid-20s and started thinking back to his teenage years and his dreams of becoming a writer.
I was like, I think that I've watched enough basketball, been around enough basketball that I feel like I have the knowledge that I can actually do this.
In the wee hours of the morning, when the oil refinery didn't need tending, Kane practiced writing. An editor at the Pick and Roll, an Australian basketball blog, became his mentor. Kane asked his editor to be critical because he knew it was the only way he'd learn.
You know, there was times where I would write big features for them and write them four times because he's like, look, I don't think this is, you want to publish this. I don't think this is good for you.
Kane stuck with it. Last season, he took another big leap. He traveled to California to see the Bucks on a road trip, but he wasn't just a spectator anymore. He was on assignment and came upon Matthew Dellavedova, an Australian who happened to play for the Bucks.
They practiced at a little high school gym in Beverly Hills, and I showed up. He was out with an ankle injury at the time, so the whole team left. all the other reporters that were there left. So I hung around by myself and ended up getting him by myself for sort of 5 to 10 minutes. As soon as I started talking, he was like, oh, we, you know, where are you from? And then I, you know, he's from Melbourne himself or just outside of Melbourne. So then it makes it easy. You can talk about things outside of basketball.
The editor started to come around to Kane's writing and he planted a seed.
He sort of floated the idea first and said to me that, you know, you're putting in the work. If you want this to actually be a career, then it's not going to be easy, but we can get you a foreign media visa, get you over there, and you can work as a freelancer. And then we got to the point in August last year, so the NBA season was roughly 2 months away, and he sort of just messaged me and said, look, if you want to do this, then I think it would be in your best interest to be there for the start of the season.
By this point, the Bucks had become a far better story. The team of nobodies that Kane had followed for a decade had become an up-and-coming contender, thanks largely to Giannis Antetokounmpo, or as he's commonly known, the Greek Freak. Kane decided to go, but first, he had to stockpile cash. The visa he'd carried through pickandroll.com would forbid him from making money from American companies. He knew to plan for a year of little or even zero income.
I just worked a lot. I mean, I was working, you know, 70-hour weeks and rotating between days and night shifts. So, yeah, I was angry and tired all the time. But in the back of my mind, I knew that if this is what I wanted to do and I wanted to make it work, then I wasn't going to be thinking about working those hours when I got over here and I was covering NBA games. I'm like, well, it's going to be worth it in the end.
Kane worked nearly 3 months straight. Even when he was home, he couldn't calm his nerves enough to get much shut-eye. He was about to move to a city where he knew only a handful of people to do a job that probably wouldn't pay, with everyone and everything familiar, a 24-hour flight from him. In early October, days before the Bucks season was to begin, Kane packed two suitcases and boarded a one-way flight to Milwaukee.
Once I got on the plane, I think I was cool with it. I was like, all right, this is like going to be an adventure. We'll see what happens.
Once in Milwaukee, getting a press pass with the Bucks was actually easy. Arranging an apartment proved tougher.
They wanted to know my weekly income to get the lease. So that provided some challenges because I was trying to explain, which is ridiculous, I was trying to explain to the landlord that I don't have a weekly income, but I have savings. This is what I'm trying to do. I'm going to do some freelance stuff. And he was like, well, how much are you going to earn? I'm like, I don't know. That's out of my control. Hopefully enough so that I can eat.
The Bucks have two other beat reporters, Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and Eric Name of The Athletic. The trio became close friends, exchanging wisecracks before press conferences and ribbing each other on Twitter. One difference, the other two are salaried and travel on expense accounts. Kane pays his own way. Sometimes that means he has to get creative.
Back in October, yeah, it ended up being a 1 a.m. bus from Milwaukee to Minneapolis. I just didn't want to pay for that hotel the night before. So I got to Minneapolis in the early hours of the morning, 6, 7 a.m. maybe, I think. Dropped my stuff off at the hotel. Room wasn't ready. Had some breakfast. Went to practice. Everyone told me I was looking pretty rough. And then I, after that, went back to the hotel. Quick nap. Worked the game. Was out 5 o'clock the next morning. So, you know, when I think about the money I saved on that trip, it's a $20 bus ticket as opposed to a $250 flight. Those are the things that I had to do if I wanted to still be here in May.
Kane quickly went from a curiosity to a trusted colleague and a go-to on Twitter for Bucks fans. Although he didn't make every road trip, he did make it out west later in the season. After covering the team's morning shoot-around, Kane and the other Bucks reporters found themselves in a you-can't-make-this-up moment while walking back to the hotel. A familiar face appeared.
So Giannis is walking down the streets of downtown San Francisco, Bucks jersey, ice wrapped around his knees, and we were walking with him at the time. And we were like, you know, we were talking to him and joking and laughing around. And we got to eventually to an intersection where we were going to keep going straight. And they were going right to the hotel. So me, Matt, and Eric got halfway across the road. And then we like heard Giannis like yelling out to us. And he was like, guys, we're going this way. The hotel's this way. And we're like, Giannis, we don't stay in your hotel, okay? You're like the MVP of the NBA. We just write about you. We don't stay at your hotel. Like, it's okay. Thanks for caring about us, but we're going to get some lunch.
As 2018 turned into 2019 and Milwaukee's brutal winter gave way to spring, the Bucks just kept winning. They secured the best regular season record in the NBA. They swept their first-round series with the Detroit Pistons. It marked the franchise's first playoff series win since 2001, when 11-year-old Kane Pittman had caught Bucks fever. Next came a second-round series with the Boston Celtics, who had knocked them out in the first round last year. This year, it wasn't close. Bucks in five. Kane's apartment lease ended May 1st. Back in October, he figured the season may be winding down by then, but he was able to extend a month to month, and those midnight winter bus rides saved him enough that he can fly to away games throughout the rest of the Bucks' playoff run. By some measures, he is living a dream, but there's one small drawback.
You know, being freelance and pitching stories and not hearing back from people and thinking, well, okay, well, where am I going to get my next money from? And that's when, you know, you start to stress a little bit and then think, well, is anything going to come for this, or am I just going to go home and realize that I blew all my savings for the last 10 years, you know? So, because I think when I first moved here, I tried to tell myself that if it didn't work out, you'll say, well, I had a fun year and a good experience, and you go home and do what you were doing. But once I got here and realized that, I was like, no, actually, I don't want to go home and go back to what I was doing. This is what I want to do.
Kane is still waiting for a job offer that will allow him to stay in Milwaukee and keep covering the Bucks. In the meantime, Bucks Nation has gotten to know the reporter from Australia with the reddish-brown beard. Early in the season, Kane didn't ask me anything on Reddit. Later, his story found a bigger audience through a feature on TheRinger.com. And fans are reaching out to say how inspired they are by his story. His message back to them is simple.
I'm 28, and you know, I think a lot of people are scared to change what they're doing once they get to that sort of point and feel like they should be doing other things with their life, but I don't believe that's true. If you aren't happy, and I wasn't really happy with what I was doing, why would I keep doing that for another 30 years?
That story came to us from reporter Dan Simmons. We'll have a link to that Ringer story at onlyagame.org.